Verdi's La Forza del Destino overture here on KPR. Your host, Destiny, that's me. I'm back. And I know, super cheesy to play music with my name in the title, but I thought it would be a fun little intro. Thank you to Kay for filling in the last couple of days. Kay is a delight, and I'm so glad that she was here with you. I hope you all are doing well. We'll get a little, shall we say, less forceful coming up with some Haydn and Mozart. I moved. Moving is the worst. Wow. Man, if any of you have had to move out there, you know what a pain it is. But luckily, all is well. My cats are really, really mad at me. I was kind of glad to get back to the radio and get away from them for a few hours here, give them some space. I missed you all. It is good to be back. All right, so this hour, Haydn and Mozart after that. We are about to listen to a Haydn string quartet, and Haydn was known as the father of the string quartet, and this particular one was actually significant for establishing the standard four-movement structure of the quartet. That Haydn, he was a trailblazer. I've got the Smithson String Quartet playing it right now. This is Opus 9, number 4, Haydn String Quartet on KPR. The Smithson String Quartet playing a Haydn String Quartet here on KPR. Opus 9, number 4, one of the great quartets that established the traditional four movements that we often find in quartets. That Haydn, he was a trailblazer, as I said before. So was Mozart. That's coming right up. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and join us for KPR's 105 Live from the Dole Institute, food trucks at 11:30, and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. Thursday, June 4th. Oh my gosh, that is today. Live from the Dole Institute. More at doleinstitute.org. What happens to the time? I mean, I can't even believe it's June 4th. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Info about KU's research at ku.edu. Hey, something special going on in the 11 a.m. hour today. We are honoring one of our dearest engineers, Jeffrey Eugene Smith, also known as Chubby or Chuck. He had a lot of great nicknames. We sure miss him, and I'll be featuring some recent music that he recorded. You know, it really is all thanks to the engineers that you get to hear. I mean, the musicians too, but they record it and they make it listenable. Just like this next album, we are going to listen to the Mozart Kegelstadt Trio. And I've got Emmanuel Ax on piano, Richard Stoltzman on clarinet, and Yo-Yo Ma, one of your favorites, on cello, right now on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Kegelstadt Trio here on KPR. Yo-Yo Ma on cello, Emmanuel Ax on piano, Richard Stoltzman on clarinet. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Next time on Prairie Journal, how Kansas women made history, one city election at a time.
Between 1887 and 1899, Kansas voters did something really no other state in the country was doing at the time. They elected women to govern them locally.
It's Petticoat Government, part of our Per Aspera Kansas 250 series on Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock Thursday evening on KPR2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. And support for news on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence and specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. It will go into the 80s today. It's a little windy outside. NPR News up next. This is KPR. I'll be back with more music. It's 10:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington,
Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is Kansas Public Radio. An overture by Chimarosa here on Kansas Public Radio with a really funny title. That's why I picked it. Faithful Infidelity. Alessandro Amoretti conducting the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia. Good morning. I am Destiny, and thank you so much for being here with me. Speaking of faithful, I have something that is truly faithful by Handel at around the bottom of the hour, 10:30, The Faithful Shepherd. Indeed, I do. And next hour, a special hour, tributing one of our dearest engineers here at KPR. For now, let us get into a Bach Brandenburg Concerto, all of it, number one. This is the Scottish Baroque Ensemble with Jonathan Reeves as conductor and violinist, Nicholas Daniel on oboe, Jonathan Williams on horn, and the rest of the members of the Scottish Baroque Ensemble. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 here on KPR with the Scottish Baroque Ensemble. I am Destiny. Like I always say, thank you for being here with us this morning. I really appreciate it. I've got some Handel coming up. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park. Home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. And the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. And Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More info at lovegardensounds.com. All right, I mentioned something faithful this hour. Not faithful infidelity like the opener, but a faithful shepherd. Handel wrote the Faithful Shepherd Suite in 1712. This is Yehudi Menuhin and the Royal Philharmonic, now on KPR. Handel's The Faithful Shepherd Suite here on KPR, Yehudi Menuhin and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. You know who is faithful? Our sponsors. Yes, indeed, because they keep us on the air. I'd like to thank a couple more here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. And Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising from design to production to fulfillment. More information is at bluecollarpress.com and, of course, the University of Kansas, a nonprofit publisher, University Press of Kansas, a nonprofit publisher of scholarly and regional books serving readers in the Midwest and beyond. Information on University Press publications at kansaspress.ku.edu. How about some fireworks by Handel? You know that. Music from Handel's Fireworks on KPR.
As schools around students with disabilities and their families say their needs are being left behind.
It's throwing the baby out with the bathwater. For some kids, the screen is their accessibility tool.
Hear that story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org. And Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Join me for next hour with music, special music, recently recorded by one of our engineers that we are honoring, Jeffrey Eugene Smith, also known to many of you as Chuck, or Chubby, or even Ascension. So don't go anywhere. That'll be up here on KPR after the news. NPR News up next. Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Chrysler's Shown Rosemarin here on Kansas Public Radio. That was played by yours truly, me, Destiny, and pianist Hyunsoon Wong. And, well, I picked that to tribute Chuck. We miss him dearly. Producer and production engineer Jeffrey Eugene Smith, who unfortunately we lost last month to an incurable lung disease. We are honoring him this hour with music that he recorded, and I've got a bunch of that coming up for you and some really sweet and charming stories. I didn't know Chuck as long as many of you did. I mean, I knew him for a few years here at KPR, and he's just one of the sweetest people I had ever met. I loved his sense of humor, and he always shared some really great cat stories with me, apparently with many of you others as well. I remember walking into the live studio that day. That was actually me with Hyunsoon back in June of 2023, recording that. And when I walked in, I was still an evening host and I hadn't been in the live studio for a couple weeks. And all of a sudden there were these purple lights and it just looked so fancy. And I was like, Chuck, what's going on? And he really did a lot to help with the production and getting stuff up online and the live studio work. So we do miss him. I thought I would play some music that he recorded recently. It was really fun, and he enjoyed this music. It was from the Kansas Silent Film Festival, the pianist Jeff Rapsis playing some fun things for us. So we're going to take a listen to three of those now. That's opening titles, Snow White and The Tollgate, recorded by Chuck. I hope you enjoy on KPR. Music for the Kansas Silent Film Festival, played by Jeff Rapsis here on KPR from our live performance studio. That was the opening title, Snow White and Tollgate. We're going to listen to three more. This is music that one of our dear engineers, production engineers, Jeffrey Eugene Smith, many of you knew as Chubby, helped produce. And without our engineers, this live music wouldn't be going out to you all. And that was an especially fun morning of music we heard. You know, the pianist was sitting at the piano with no music. So basically when the silent film is going, he is playing music to the film. And I think that's pretty interesting. So I've got some fun stories to share with you about Chuck. One of my favorites that I read was that his neighbor during COVID was an essential worker during the pandemic. And nearly every morning, Chuck would paint messages to him on roadsides in his yard, one word per sign. So a sentence across several of them, sometimes just to say, thanks for working during all of this, others about the weather, funny jokes. They were blown away that someone would take the time to make his morning commute a little better every day. That's the kind of person that Chubb was. He was just so kind and so caring indeed he was. So let's listen to a few more fun tunes. This is the same Kansas Silent Film Festival's Jeff Rapsis with The General, The Pawn Shop, and then a little intermission music before we get on to more music here on KPR. Such fun music here on KPR, recorded by Jeffrey Eugene Smith, or Chuck Smith, as many of you know him, as Chubby as well. Kansas Silent Film Festival, three little jigs there, The General, The Pawn Shop, and the intermission music. A fun time in our live performance studio a while back, and without Chubb being there to help record, it just, the music wouldn't hit the airwaves. We are really profoundly feeling his loss, and we thank all of you for being here today listening to music that he recorded. He really touched a lot of lives, one in particular, Chris Harris. Chris says that Chubb was my entree into my career. I am forever grateful to him for that. And that career he's talking about is now a 30-plus year stint as a pipe organ grinder, tuner, repairer, rebuilder, working specifically with analog organ consoles, first for Reuters right here in Kansas, and then his very own company, Harris Organ Works. He is still the first call Reuters repairman in western Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Nebraska. Probably more. That is a lot of places and certainly a great story, Chuck. We sure miss you. Recently, we had some great music from KU, the Latin American Music Festival, Priscilla Navarro and company. David Caldwell, the violin professor, performed three works that we had never heard before by Flacino Valle. It was from 26 Preludes for Violin, number 15, 23, and number 1. We are going to take a listen to those that Chuck recorded right now on Kansas Public Radio. Flacino Valle's 26 Preludes, three of them here on KPR for solo violin from our live performance studio, number 15, 23, and number 1, played by KU professor and violinist David Caldwell. I am Destiny. Glad you were here joining me on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, playing music today this hour to honor Chuck, our dear production engineer, Jeffrey Eugene Smith, who is no longer with us, unfortunately, but his music lives on because he recorded so much of it. Music really can't happen unless it gets recorded and produced. And we are listening to some of his recent productions. I've also been sharing some stories from listeners and people who really, really loved Chubb. There was a gospel choir from St. Monica's Church sang at his memorial. And what's really sweet about this is that Chubby was their piano tuner, organ tuner, and live audio sound tech, even though he didn't attend that church, but they loved him. And he was just such a nice person. Everyone really, really, really loved him. So I've got some good stories from all of us and our colleagues. Right now we'll hear a little bit more of those in a bit, but right now we're going to listen to something that is beautiful for the oboe from that same live performance day. Vilan Kimsey. I'm like stumbling over my words here. Sorry about that. There's just so much going on, so many things to read and tell you about, and we want to honor Chuck with all of our hearts and souls, and thank you listeners for being here. Okay. This is by Ricardo Melchor Luis de Leon playing the oboe from KU Vilan Kimsey right now on Kansas Public Radio. Music from our live performance studio here on Kansas Public Radio. Vilan Kimsey by Ricardo Melchor and Luis de Leon on the oboe. That was from the Latin American Music Festival. Composers whose music had recently been discovered and some new works. A lot of interesting things that day. Thankfully, we have great engineers still at KPR, but we miss one of our all-time favorites, production engineer Jeffrey Eugene Smith. He was known as Chuck and Chubby and Ascension and just a all-around fun person and helped to keep a lot of that music on the radios. Without our engineers, you would not be hearing the music. And sharing stories about what a wonderful person he was, I have one here actually from Jane Siemens. Chuck didn't only record music here at Kansas Public Radio. He went out on site and recorded lots of concerts and has added a lot of local music to our library. One in particular from Jane Siemens. She wrote us a nice note. She'd like to quickly share a memory. He recorded and has played a lot of times on Classics Live from the Rule Joyce recital series at JCCC. The first time Chubby recorded her, Jane, my first concert with them, all went swimmingly except on a Handel aria. I bleeped a bad high note. I forgot to mention that to Chubby to take note, and a few weeks later, I connected with him and asked if he had a chance to fix my blooper. Before I even finished my sentence, he said, "Oh, yeah, that's the first thing I did. I was on it." That's Chubby. It really is. Always thinking of how to make the artist look, feel, and in this case, sound their best. And Jane has cherished those recording moments and the chance to do live promos for those concerts. She also did a concert a year ago at Rule Joyce, and Chubby was at the recording helm again. Let's hope Chubby is looking down and twiddling the knobs. He also helped Jane set up her home studio, recording studio last year. And up until a few months ago, he was asking how it was going and if anything could be tweaked. He was always just so helpful. And Jane still can't believe he's gone. What a loss. You must all be really feeling it. We are feeling it, Jane. We really miss him. He was such a fun, fun human. Indeed, he was. Alrighty, I've got a beautiful violin and piano valse triste from that same day, Manuel Aguirre's De Mis Montañas, and gosh, it's just so pretty. It's played by Priscilla Navarro and Sun Young Shin, the violinist, as part of KU's Latin American Music Festival. Here we go on Kansas Public Radio. Valse Triste from Manuel Aguirre's De Mis Montañas. That was Priscilla Navarro at the piano and Sun Young Shin on the violin here on KPR. I am Destiny. That was recorded in our live performance studio. We are paying tribute to Chuck today, a great production engineer. We certainly do miss him. And, you know, our very own host, Laura Larson, just popped in and we were chatting about the importance of obviously paying tribute and remembering Chuck's memory now that he's gone, but it's important to do that for people while they're alive. So if there's somebody that is special in your life to you, why don't you tell them while they're still here? I think that is an important thing that we can all strive for. And speaking of our colleagues, I've got a special little tribute from many of you know, Joanna Fewens. Let me just pull it up here. She said something really, really beautiful, and I want to play it for you. Okay, here we go on KPR. Indeed, he is missed. And one other little fun tribute, just a tribute to tell you what a hard worker he was. Max from the memorial heard from lots of Chuck's neighbors who would wave goodnight to him on their way to work at 6 or 7 a.m. So they were leaving for work at 6 or 7 a.m. and Chubby would be like, goodnight. He was still up from working in the recording studio and editing studio in his barn late in the night. So, gosh, we really, really miss Chubby so much, and we are so grateful for all that he contributed to KPR. And Julie, we are all thinking of you. Julie is Chubb's wife. So thank you for being a part of this day and for listening to some beautiful music with us, recorded by Chuck here on KPR. For now, let's listen to some beautiful Roses from the South to get us into the afternoon classical music. This is by Johann Strauss II on Kansas Public Radio. The Boston Chamber Players here on KPR playing Johann Strauss II's Roses from the South. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news on KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of The Berlin Wall now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. In the noon hour, you'll hear some Vivaldi, some music by Edward Lalo, and a concerto for cello. Jeff Watson is in on KPR after the news.